Morning, everyone, and thanks for the opportunity to address the shareholders, Chair. So I'm running for the board primarily on a platform of fixing up Australia's anything-goes capital raising system, which has seen retail shareholders diluted out of more than $20 billion of value since the GFC. Now, Macquarie has been the single biggest advisor to listed companies over that period and continues to be extremely prominent in the market, advising corporates to structure capital raisings which systematically dilute retail shareholders. Now, those who attended last year's AGM would remember I asked the board if they could do an SPP first ahead of any placement if they were to raise capital. And unfortunately, they ignored that request and went ahead and did a $1 billion institutional placement, which was followed by an SPP. But we really need in the market companies doing SPPs first to make up for the systematic dilution that retail shareholders have suffered, or doing Patrio capital raisings, which are renounceable and pro rata and are the fairest way to treat all classes of shareholders. Now, I've had a lot of experience over the years in politics, in journalism, local government councillor, and sitting on boards. And a couple of comments that have been made by people over the years: the former Lord Mayor Robert Doyle in Victoria, now disgraced, said, "Quote: Stephen Mayne has done a terrific job bringing a perspective, a fresh perspective, transparency, and good governance practices to the City of Melbourne." Carol Schwartz, who's a Reserve Bank director, said, quote, Stephen Mayne has always been a vocal advocate for equality for women in the context of power sharing and decision making at all levels. We need more individuals like Stephen in the Australian Parliament. Tim Costello, the prominent anti-gambling campaigner, said, quote, Stephen is a man of great integrity. He's never been afraid to stand up to the powerful and does not shy away from the truth. And after 4 years serving on the City of Manningham, the Liberal Mayor, Jeff Gough, at the time when I departed, said, quote, Councillor Mayne has been an outstanding and innovative contributor during this term of council, and his input and opinions will be missed. So I'm pitching myself as someone who would bring diversity to the board. It's a fairly old board at the moment, average age of 66, and when Gary Banks retires at the end of the AGM, all of the non-executive directors will be based in Sydney. So it's very white, elderly, and Sydney. And I would be the youngest director at 51, as opposed to the current average age of 66. I'd be the only Melbourne-based or Victorian-based director, because Gary Banks at the moment is the only one of those. And I'd be younger than the existing directors. So I think I would bring some diversity. I'd be happy to answer any questions that shareholders have got. Finally, I think there'd be some sort of an irony if the person who gave Macquarie Bank its nickname, the Millionaire Factory, actually got on the board. And the history of that is that when I was the business editor of the Herald Sun in Melbourne back in 1997, I coined the phrase Millionaire's Factory for Macquarie after reading an article in the Times newspaper in London describing Goldman Sachs as a millionaire factory. And I thought, what could I come up with in Australia? Macquarie. And I think it's helped Macquarie attract, you know, thousands of new staff over the years, because every smart graduate aspires to be a millionaire. So why wouldn't you go and work for the Millionaire Factory? So that's one reason to put the person who came up with the nickname on the board. So thanks for the opportunity. I would have liked for the six resolutions to be dealt with separately today, but we're only having an all-in question and answer session starting shortly. So it'll be a bit curious trying to ask questions about resolutions at the same time as shareholders are being invited to ask me questions. So I would hope that in future the board would move to a model of dealing with resolutions one at a time. I'm not expecting to win today. Last time I ran in 2015, I got less than 2%. The time before that, I got around 15%. But the board's not supporting me. The proxy advisor's not supporting me. Even my old employers at the ASA, unfortunately, have gone against. So no misconceptions that I'm going to get elected. But any extra support that can maybe get me sneaking up towards 2% by shareholders voting today after listening to this would be much appreciated. And I'd be happy to answer any questions that you've got. So thanks very much for the opportunity, and enjoy the rest of the meeting.